Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Hello, hello, everyone. So glad you're joining us today. Listen, we have a great show because I love to talk about the glass being half full in life. And I really believe that we can create our realities if we look into the positive aspects of life and look forward into what we want to create in our reality, not just in the present, but in our future. And we have a guest today who's going to share some spiritual messages. Amaya Victoria is a healer, a channel, a visionary, and a spiritual teacher who leads workshops, classes, hosts individual sessions and mentorship programs at her facility called the Amaya Center. Amaya, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here, Christina. Wow.
Well, thank you for joining us. And Amaya, we talked at length about the healing work you've done. You've really dedicated your life to healing work and helping people with spiritual messages and all of the different things you do. Could you kind of give the listeners a little bit of your background on how many years you've been doing the channeling and the spiritual work?
Well, I have been in the healing arts now for 35 years. Is that correct? Yes, 35 years. I started when I was 24. I started professionally when I was about 25, 26. I was one of the first waves of healers and teachers out the gate. And I was the youngest of a group of 30 women. And my teacher, Evelyn Isidore, had been running quote-unquote psychic development groups. I don't like the word psychic, but that's the name of the group that she had for her circle. And, you know, through direction of spirit, which looked like happenstance, I was presented before my first teacher. And in that group, I met my first channel, which really scared me because I was very much a control freak. I probably still am. And I just couldn't understand how someone could, like, her body contorted, and I just thought it was her subconscious doing it. And I said to my friend, who is a full-blooded Lakota Indian, I said to her, do you think that was that woman's subconscious mind? And she laughed. She said, you all just hold on to that, and we're going to see where that goes. Unknown to myself that it was going to go very, very far in my life. So I started into this field very skeptical. I started into this lifestyle, really, because it's not separate to who I am. It really is who I am. You know, it's the little boy in the sixth sense, I see dead people. Well, I've been doing that since I couldn't remember. My mother used to assure me there was no one in my room at night. I saw an earthbound spirit for the longest time. I used to call her the witch in the window, and now I know what it was. It was just a poor begotten soul that needed some help, and I was just too immature in my own personality, ego, and psyche. I was a child at that point to understand what was going on. My mother told me for years I would come out and tell her things and they would come true. I'm a dreamer. I'm a visionary. I dream for the planet. I hold the dream of the people. I help to bring the dream here. Everything that has gone on in the last 20 years, I channeled about. I rue the day I threw those tapes away. I channeled all this was going to come to the forefront. Barbara and I, my friend, the indigenous woman, we used to sit and worry how this was all going to occur. Oh, ye of little faith, do we forget that the great creator had much more power than we could ever estimate, you know? So my work started very skeptical. I started with the tarot cards. It got to a place after 3 months of doing the tarot cards, I didn't need the book anymore, and then I would say something and not know where it came from. My voice would shift, and then somewhere in there, Spirit would be walking around the circle when I was at Evelyn's and stop behind me and want to talk, and I would panic. At first, I didn't want to do it. And when I went to Colorado during that time, I met a shaman who said to me, not realizing he was talking about me till later, that when he was initiated by Spirit, they had to chase him down. And he's smiling at me. I didn't realize that's the way shamans talk. They're talking about me. So spirit really had to chase me down. I did not come into this saying, oh, yes, this is what I am, and it's all peaches and cream and light and angel dust. No, I came from a family where there was a lot of dysfunction, so I didn't want to be crazy. And something like that to me was very, very crazy. But eventually I accepted it, obviously. I don't think of it that way at all anymore. And it's morphed and evolved for me. I started out as a conscious channel because I wanted to control everything they said. Had some very big lessons about that, about not controlling it because people think in their own words and spirit knows how to communicate with each individual verbally as well as energetically. It morphed also into me as a healer. I've been with so many indigenous people, trained by them through osmosis, trained with a wonderful man, Ed Rothwell, for drumming and rattling. I do toning now. It's morphed. I was trained as a gestalt therapist, so I'm actually a therapist. I'm very good with the threads of the childhood trauma, which is the setup. This is our setup lifetime to get rid of all the mishigog, as you would say, to come into that true place of wholeness. And we've done this four times. This is our fourth time in. And spirit keeps assuring me that we have a very high percentage of making it around the corner this time. Very high percentage. And so my work, in very short, long story made very, very short, because there's a lot in between that. I've had children and grandchildren. I've been married several times. You know, I've lived a very human life. I've gone through a lot of darkness, a lot of physical, mental, emotional suffering, to have to be placed in the hands of great healers to remember, to be initiated and anointed and reawakened. And not so much as many people may need. I had to learn how to control my gifts because they were so big, and they still are. I used to dream about many things that occurred on the planet. My clients used to come in. They still do occasionally. They used to come in and say, back to back, they would say to me, oh, you were in my dreams last night teaching me. And I would kid them and say, no wonder I'm so tired when I get up in the morning. But the truth is, I really work really well in the dream state as well as when I bring it to Earth. I walk this planet very grounded because my life gave me that. But I also have a vision for this place that I'm carrying, and I work a lot with the ancient ones. It is just how I work, and I'm very cathartic. Whether I'm a friend of yours or you're a client of mine, things happen when people are around me. It's really magic. It's really a magic trip that I've experienced. Not without the hold off, you know, the lessons. And don't think I got a free pass. I didn't. You know, the higher you get on the spiral, the thinner the path. So,
well, I think that's what a lot of people don't realize with this new spirituality movement is that we all have life lessons, no matter if you're a spiritual teacher or, you know, you're a book publisher like I am. You know, we all, no matter what we're doing in our spiritual growth, we're going to have lessons here.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, Earth School. So what I do love about your story, Amaya, is that you've really walked the path. It's not to say that people brand new to the alternative health modality or the spiritual healing work, that, you know, the new people that are just coming in now in droves. It's pretty fashionable now where it wasn't
right,
20
right.
years ago.
Thank God.
You really walk the path. And what I see a lot in the work I do, Amaya, is, you know, a lot of people will come to me. We get book submissions weekly, and it's, you know, I'm a shaman and blah, blah, blah. And they have this great book, but last year they were a Pilates instructor.
Yeah. Yes, I call this theory healing. People do a lot of theory healing. They like to heal theoretically, or whatever that word is, in theory. They like to heal in theory. But when it gets down to really walking it, you know, it's sometimes heavy lifting. Sometimes it's really, really great. And then you get to a place where it's a mixture of both, and then you get to a place where there really is a lot of freedom in it. Because you integrate. You come to know yourself. So it really is about taking it from theory and bringing it to Earth here. At least that's my opinion.
Well, and, you know, everybody out there listening, it's, you know, it's all our discernment, whatever works right. for us. And, right. you know, these, we're just sharing, you know, our different points of view, but I do love your point of view, Amaya, that right. you do, see that there's been great changes and, but we're going to get into some of your messages for our audience today. You have some special information for us. So I'm so excited. Yeah. But before we get into that, can you tell me, just in a general sense, because you do so much mentorship and individual counseling sessions and healing work with people, what are you seeing now? Because let's say in comparison to maybe 10 years ago, or, you know, what... You know how society changes, we evolve. Yeah. What are the issues that most people are dealing with right now?
That's such a interesting question and almost hard question to answer in a way, because people are still dealing with the childhood stuff, quote unquote, the mother stuff, the father stuff. First of all, they're moving much faster. People are getting things done in 3 months that it took them 3, 4, 5 years to do. It's just re-upped itself. Mostly, though, what I'm seeing from where I'm walking is the whole aspect of coming together as community. This place of trusting each other within reason, within discernment, but really trusting each other and beginning to communicate or converse or talk with each other. I'm seeing a great deal. I do a Thursday night meditation group, and for a year now I've been mentoring this specific group in learning to communicate with each other. Their habit has been to turn towards the teacher, which happens to be me at that this given time, and wait for my prompting. And we finally had a session where one of the gentlemen in the group was starting to get grids and grid work. And he put it up online, and it was very, very raw. He just put it on paper and put it up online, and we were all looking at it, and I didn't say but a word, and they began to talk to each other on the queue. And I was thrilled. I kept saying, this is what I'm talking about, this is what I'm talking about. I got offline with them after the meditation, started jumping around my living room, because communication and community is where I'm seeing the necessity now and what people are really working towards, the fear of intimacy and commitment. Once that's resolved, then it turns into connection. It turns into integrity. It turns into a willingness to get involved. So that's what I'm seeing at this point. I'm still seeing people dealing with their day-to-day living, but more so what's happening in this movement is, or in the whole prayer of the planet or these people, is that wound is really over with. It's just a setup anyway. It's really to get us to a place of not just forgiveness, because I believe we let go and the divine within us forgives all things. More so to come to the next place of the real communication, which I see as a communication between our humanness and our soul. That type of relationship has to really mature and morph for us to be able to have true relationship with each other. And I believe that's what we're looking at right now. At least that's what I'm seeing. Michael Beckwith says, where is the dream leading you? So people are looking to come out of those places of the old way and looking and going back to the old ways, which are the ways of the dream, are the ways of community itself, but to bring the technology, some of it, with us as we move through these times of great choice, because it is the time of great choice for most of us, right? All of us, really.
Well, I think technology gets a bad rap in a lot of ways because, yeah. you know, you hear about, say, oh, people are disconnected with technology and they're not. But, you know, when you have a very full work life and taking care of small children, sometimes the only times I can connect with my friends is through Twitter or Facebook or, you know, but I can at least connect with them because I don't have time for a 15-minute phone call, but I could write a quick little note to them on Facebook and tell them good job on their, you know, non-GMO right. march they just went on. Right. And we can come together. I've seen also a lot of us who, you know, may not have other things in common, but we have common causes are really coming together, whether it's challenging the bad stuff in the vaccines or what's being put in the water or what's being done to the planet or saving the animals, you know, those type of things. I'm really feeling that energetically and also seeing people who haven't talked for 20 years that are Facebook friends from high school, they're joining the organic saving the seeds movement, you know, together and they're supporting each other.
That's exactly what happened to me with Facebook. I had changed my name legally, and I was up late one night, this was years ago, and I was perusing Facebook, and I found Northeast High School alumni. I don't know how I found it. And there were two of my best friends from high school, and I found one on Facebook, and I said, this is what my name was. This is who I am now. Do you want to connect again? Because I thought there was bad feelings in the past. And she came back, oh, my God, we have been looking for you for 3 months. For 3 months, I didn't know I had changed my name. They would never have found me. So, yes, the technology is really important for now as long as it's well used. Years ago when I worked for Spiegel, years ago, and I was sitting in front of one of the first computers they had out, you know, people would call in, it would come up on the computer, you put the order in, send it on. I heard very quickly from Spirit, this is the beginning of the prompting of the human mind into telepathy. That we can take it to those higher places eventually.
You know, I practice that with my kids.
Yeah.
I'll send information.
You know, we all do it to some degree, right?
Yeah. My husband's probably listening to the show. Turn off your radio, right, or the computer, Ted. I actually send it to Ted to, like, help me with the dishwasher dinner. My husband. Love you, honey. If you're listening, thank you for helping. But no, I use that, and I think we all should use it. Obviously, in the intention of no harm to others.
That's right, right. No harm to oneself or others. You know, really.
But no, seriously, the telepathy thing. I'm really seeing that change with people. Have you noticed that?
Oh my! I have to tell you a great story. I went away for a ceremony, a three-day ceremony, this weekend. And that's why I didn't get back to you as quickly, because I'm just now coming back to Earth. And it was of the old ways. It was with an elder who really is in the indigenous ways. And basically we sat around the circle and did storytelling and had things occur. The first night, there was a gentleman there who has problems with his eyesight. He has some sort of disease where he's lost his sight, basically. And we're sharing and talking, and the talking stick's going around, very deep things. You tell the truth, you make sure it's of the circle, and something else. There's three things she asked of us. Of course, I can't remember the third thing. And out of when he was sharing, he said, now, the sun was just starting to go down, and he said, and you know what would really, if an owl would hoot, that would really make my night. Now, hours later, and we're all sitting there, forgot about it, because it was a very deep circle. The elder asked one of the women who was a really in the Jewish religion, she was a scholar, carried a chauffeur with her, beautiful sounding, it's a ram's horn. And she had done a beautiful prayer when we started. So Dina turned towards her and said, would you start the prayer? And behind us, an owl started to hoot. The whole group had forgotten about it. You could feel it. Everybody went, you know. And it just hooted and then stopped and hooted and stopped. And every time she asked this woman to do the prayer, it started hooting. The woman who was doing the prayer was hooting. We were still finishing up our sharing. It hooted us out of the circle and home.
That's a great story.
Isn't that a great story about magic? Because I think telepathy is so connected to magic. I'm not talking Wiccan magic or pagan magic or earth magic. I'm talking the magic and the miracles of the truth, which is asking you shall receive, knock and the door shall be open. Right?
Yes.
It doesn't happen all the time. It has to be lined up with everything else. But when we open those places in ourselves again, that truly, truly remember and truly are just sopped in exalted, excited happiness and joy, the greatest things occur. It's just amazing what occurs.
Well, we have so much more to talk about. We have a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to talk to Amaya about some of the spiritual messages she has received to share with us today. So this is a special treat. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
I am Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and I have developed a proprietary system that reveals accurate insight into someone's personality traits called Namology Science. This science of unlocking the secrets hidden in a person's name has become so popular that I am offering a Namology Science coaching certification program. Join our international community of certified Namology coaches. Go to knowthename.com for details.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish? Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Welcome back. We're having a wonderful discussion today about the energies, the shift, the changing, how people are coming together. And our special guest is Amaya Victoria. Amaya, I can't wait for this segment of the show because you've been doing some work with some of the spiritual masters and have messages for us. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you. I'm sure the listeners will be excited to hear what you have for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let me just preempt that by saying that I've been doing this for 35 years, and they truly are great masters. I may have a preconception of what I think they're going to talk about, and then they just take over and do their thing. They have a wonderful way of running, not only very deep, but looking at things from such a totally different perspective and for such totally different information. Sometimes if my mind is involved, I get into my own judgment about, oh, my goodness, is that really valid? Does that really make sense? You know, what are they talking about? Where could that possibly apply in this world? And I always, always find out that there's a big application. Just recently I did a New Year's Day channeling where they spoke a lot about death, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit. But they were talking about it as a heralder of life. And almost 2 days later, things began to happen on the planet around all that. So the group that I work with, I still call them Isaiah in the group, but who's joined the group, and it makes me a little uncomfortable because everybody channels the archangels, you know. But truly, Gabriel, Michael, and Uriel have joined my group to help influx the next levels of information for us, because we're really coming in time into the time of the true continuum, the true, what needed to happen in Atlantis that got twisted, and all those grids were pulled away, and the galaxy ships moved out of the way to allow for what was considered the fallingness, the fallen angels, is now coming back into place. I've seen it. I've written about it. I have things happening around me. I just put a blog up that I've held for 2 years of the voices of seven of the angels and the three masters who govern our world, the archangels, seven archangels, and the three masters, which is Krishna, Buddha, and Christ. Krishna representing form and reason, Buddha representing peace, and Christ representing love. And then the seven archangels, three of them that I've never heard of before, and I had to trust their information as it was coming through. For me, I channel almost all the time, because it's not, and not what I'm going to do now is not the same thing as when I walked my life. I just am this machine, it almost seems like, that I do protect myself, but I just know what's happening around me and internally most of the time. I won't read your mind, and I won't touch anything unless you ask me. I have to have permission for that. There has been times, though, where messages have come through, and I have just been pushed to tell the person, but that's been far and few in between, because I've been told that I must have permission to go ahead and give information. And you're asking me is a form of permission to go ahead and see what they want to talk to us about today. It for me, it's not about probability or prediction. It's not about the job or the children, unless it's something about the relationship with children and each other. It's not about what you will or will not get. That's not the point of this work. It's really about your heart, soul, and your life experience. And even more than that, sometimes I can't explain it. It's a depth and a width that is beyond any reasoning that I can explain, nor have ever been able to explain. There's a magical, magnificent influx of energy, and I'm slowing it down a little bit because I don't know if you can feel it, but it's beginning to build up.
And it's gonna
come right through the airways, right at you, Christina, and we're going to fill that room up wherever if this is being produced. We're going to fill that up, and then it's going to flood right out into the world, because that's the whole point. It's the world that now needs to shift and to get out of the way of any belief of separation and control and dominance. That is not the way. That is not the way we know. It's not the way we've been taught. It's something that's happened for us, and it's time to come back from those ways as a collective, not just individually. And if you don't notice, that's already the beginning of the channeling, because I can feel it in my system. They're not, for some reason, they're not quite ready to come all the way through, so they're like pushing in, giving me the information, and letting me speak it at this moment. But I've got a lot of pressure on my chest. I guess they're waiting for Raphael to catch up, because Raphael is the healer of the group. This energy, this he-she energy, really brings magnificent healing to all that he-she touches. It's really a powerful experience, and there you go. Raphael's in place, and I've got Isaiah in the group, which is a collection of energies that come from all levels and all ways. Some have never incarnated, many have, and then everything in between. And we're going to just let them go ahead and bring us blessings and information so that we may be changed, not just feel better. As it was said, this is not about getting high. This is about being healed. And here it is. In all things, in all ways, you have lived forever. What we mean by this is that you have not always incarnated, nor been present on the physical or other realms. Yet, others have been present physically, energetically, on other realities and other galaxies. And in their presentation, in their representation, in their willingness to be otherwise from the Godhead, and out in the world, you have benefited, you individually, you plurally. This is to be stated because it is now about how to serve each other. How not to just do it right. More so, importantly so, is it for the good? There will be a question about what good is. And so let us explain to you this so there will be no fear of making a mistake. Always, in the end result, everything will be morphed back to goodness or discharged or discarded into the abyss. Only will the goodness reside or reign in all positions. And what we mean by this is as the community of human soul kind evolves now, becomes like that movie, that Muppet movie, The Dark Crystal, into beings that have integrated finally the heaven and earth, the galaxies, self and soul. As they change in these communities that do subsist or re-exist or stay amongst the grid that has formulated itself over the planet, there will be the focus not just on only the goodness, but the willingness to understand that the suffering must be nursed or doctored to. What we mean by this is, it is irrelevant and incorrect to think that only looking at the light will succeed the darkness. There is a truth to it, but it is important to turn to the darkness and tell it no more. It is important to clear the heart and now the solar plexus and throat centers, because the day of the heart healing is finished, really. It is the solar plexus, the throat center, the third eye, the physicality that must be brought into love and into acceptance for the thought process, the thought of the gut, the thought of the heart-mind, the heart, the mind-gut, and for the small mind or the mind that will help to, like a laser beam, push out into the world structure to create temples of intent. In that place of putting out temples of intent, residence may be taken up. Those residences, first out in the ethers, then dropped down into the earth, will cause communities, centers, and sanctuaries for those who will stay to be here for the greatest party of all. We have said this before and we will say it again. In order to have a party, you must be happy. It is very hard to have a party with depressed individuals. And so what is being pushed out, pushed forward, pushed away, what is being absolved is the unhappiness within each human being that has been historic, and old, has been conditioned, has been brought from corporate, governmental places. And by the way, there is no they and you. It is all one creation. There is no enemy. There is just creation. But there has been a need for that side to try to convince and continue to suppress the DNA structure of the star-seededness and the true human that has evolved from the beginning, from the stars, from even what you call cavemen and women, from Aztec, Peru, Egypt, Rome, Greece, Atlantis, Lemuria, Pleiades, Sirius, Syrian, Vagan, and Arcturian. Now, there are other galaxies and other stars and other individuals or groups of the Council, but the four or five that we have mentioned are your governing states. And it is in those governing states, in the awakening of one system, that you will have an expansion or upsweep of inspiration. This upsweep of inspiration is to be questioned only on how to present it and how to allow it to lead you. We are also aware that there is a part of the population that is still caught in the smallness of fear. And we ask those who now come in willing, the last 3 to 7 levels or waves to come in, the last 3 waves of the healers and teachers, the last 7 total waves of the beings that are coming in to shed themselves of fear and panic and terror. To be willing to comfort, wash the feet of others and know that they allow them to be and help them to remember that they are home. For it is truly the eternal eight. You are the love of God to earth and earth's prayer to God. You are the children of the marriage of a multitude of different textures and minerals, energy patterns, and influences. You are much more complex, yet very simple, in this thought. The complexity is that in you is so much that now must be expressed, exposed, and allowed to grow. In doing this, your diets must be excluded of all unnecessary salt, sugar, carbohydrate, chemicals, and toxins. Inclusive in this is stress levels and the holding back of comfort, love, and companionship with each other. To stand within these places first and foremost of knowing oneself. And that does not mean that has to happen completely. It can come from outside of you to help initiate internally. It can be a mutual effect of both the yin and the yang, without, within and out, without, to cause that orb effect of the two orbs touching each other with the quarter inside of each other. Two orbs that have within them a common place. Find the common place with each other. And when you cannot, step back and take a breath and say, peace be with you always. Understand that all the posturing that goes on this planet is the true illusion. For in the true realms of existence, there is nothing but deep concern and caring and mutuality. This mutuality then brings us to this statement. That there was a time on this planet where the Lemurians and the Atlanteans were attempting to open up a communication with the upper realms. But due to some misrepresentation and misintent, there was a mistake made. And when there was a blowout, these master ships, these mother ships, grabbed the grid and closed down the portals so that that flaming electric laser beam would not shoot through the first portal and destroy the upper realms. It was of protection and was to be held back for many years until human soul could once again be willing and ready, with this time good intent and not allowing anyone's whispering to cease or to mal-correct the connection to all the realms and ways of being. It is like that saying, ask not why, ask why not. It is not a saying of self-judgment, it is a saying of willingness. We are aware of the separation on the planet now and the need for those who are so called to make sure that there's voices of true health on this planet, while others will lead and direct and also be led and directed through spirit and through earth. Go forward now. Look back. And sometimes you may have to go back to clean up the debris. Ask for help in this. And remember, not only are you completely and truly loved, you have every right to your humanness. In fact, we quite enjoy some of the temperament. But allow it not to become a war. Make it now a balance between heaven and earth. We ask that you pray for those people and places who have gotten caught in such diseased thought, maybe even yourselves, that this may be washed from you and from them, so that whatever changes must occur, all those who need to know and are in necessary positions may help for the greatest light show and portal opening in the history of humankind. It is not of forgiveness that you wait upon. It is freedom that you eagerly bite down on the grip, as you would say, to get to. Know also that the children that are being born now, some will still go through hard times. Yet those of the great starships, those of the great evolution of your own DNA structure, come unhindered and ready and willing to baptize, bless, anoint, and pull forth and speak of what you all have placed in the positions of flourishing and creation. You are the ones you've been waiting for, and we are the ones that say, as above, so below, finally, finally, and finally. If you will know and pray deeply that only the best of you is shown to this world and the rest absolved and completed, all shall come to the fullness of the circle and the center shall be healed once again.
Amaya, thank you. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we have more messages from Spirit with Amaya Victoria.
When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel empty or lost? Have you tried to clear what's not working from your life but have the same issues coming up over and over? There is hope. A heart and soul healing session can retrieve your soul and heal your heart so you can feel love, joy, peace, and abundance. Contact Claudia McNeely today at www.askclaudia.com and feel better now.
Hello, my name is Ted Winslow. And as a professional singer, songwriter, musician, and audio engineer, I have worked with voice coaching for many years. I created a new CD, Vocalist Scales and Intervals, for my clients who are looking for an easy and affordable way to improve the quality of their voice. So, if you're in broadcasting, public speaking, or in the music industry, you'll benefit from the voice exercises. Just load it into your MP3 player and you're ready to go. Vocalist Scales and Intervals by Ted Winslow is now available on iTunes, Amazon, and BigCountryPublishing.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you can feel that healing energy. Boy, that was an amazing channeling you just completed for us, Amaya, with the archangels and ascended masters. I'd like to ask you a little bit about, when you receive messages like that, and I could feel the energy coming through, although you're in California and I'm out in Colorado.
Yeah.
Do you, when you're getting this information, are you getting anything that stands out in particular? Because I know there are a few things that stood out for me that I wanted to ask you about.
Not on this end. What happens for me, because in this case, I didn't let it go full blast because I was really concerned about the electronics. So I didn't let it go full blast because I've blown stations off the air, so I was really working with them in almost like a molded process, but it was totally their information. It was no influence on my end, as far as I know, because I try to stay out of the way as much as possible. What does stand out to me is the fact that there's this whole level with the council and with Atlantis that's beginning to happen, and Lemuria. almost a year ago. For me, the crystals went out of my life years ago. I really worked with crystals for years and years and years, and then they went away. And all of a sudden, over the last 5 years, for me, and it could be for others, crystals are coming back, and that's always a signal of the next stage for me. I'm sorry to have my rattle, and I'm sorry I didn't tone online, but that may have blown us all off the air, so I'm glad I didn't at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was very powerful for me on this end, because I could feel the immensity of the beings that wanted to, like, almost push the energy as loud as they could.
I could feel that as well, and I do feel that the crystals are really calling to us, you know, the elemental energies, you know, for us to use it for to help us through this transition.
Yes.
Now, here's something that has been all over the, you know, blogs and alternative media and radio shows such as the kind that you and I are involved in. You know, a lot of people say, hey, you got to fight back because this darkness, you're not going to be saved by some ship, or you're not going to be saved, you know, by the second coming of Christ. You got to save yourself.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of things coming out saying, you know, a lot of the New Age movement was just a hoax to get people to be pacifists, thinking that some great event is going to save everyone. What I want to ask you from your work with your spiritual team, as you know, as Isaiah, I believe you said, in the group.
Well, I just heard you need to speak directly to Gabriel on this, so we're just going to call Gabriel at this moment. Okay, go ahead.
So, what are you getting? Is it a call to action? But then it's like the path of the peaceful warrior, in a way. You know, I mean, there's this struggle. Well, people are like, do we fight back? Do we...
Okay, well, there's a different way of fighting back. When I'm okay, let's let them speak. Let him speak or her speak. I mean, you know, I don't know. Let Michael and Gabriel handle this right now, because I feel them both very strongly, like, looking down at me like, oh, okay, let us answer. it's always a matter of balance. If you judge the New Age as wrong, then you're doing exactly what has been done for centuries, which is separate all experience. This is incorrect. The New Age community has had a deep influence to move all those who have agreements, a huge 144,000, into position. Perhaps it was a little bit too much overbalanced in the fear of looking at any of the darkness. But it was not a manipulation or mind manipulation or control thing from the government. No. It was a definite, just like you had the hippies and the days of love and flowers, that eventually turned on itself because no one was tending to the reptilian part of humankind's soul. Well, you have the New Age that, again, was not tending to what was still running, not even in the background. So it is time to take arms. But be careful how quickly you pull the sword out. You must gather all information on every level, especially the levels of the prayerful state of what is really the higher intent of what is happening, and shall I interfere, get involved, or help change it. Some things need to be left alone because they are, even in the darkness, mutating, moving, and causing the earth and its peoples to come into task and integrity. Yes, some arms must be taken as long as you understand it's not them and you. It's all creation. You helped to create it, and now you just need to take a pin to these dark balloons and pop them. But get out of the way of the discharge. And you don't have to run in fear. You must then come to the stance of one's voice, each individually, like the dark crystal at the end there where they morphed into those eloquent forms, and send to the heavens the true harmony, and out into the world the true rebutting of any diseased darkness. For that's where you have placed all the ill intent and ill thought. Any diseased darkness, so that it will be enveloped, enwrapped, and destroyed. Some fighting back, but not necessarily taking to the streets fully just yet. That may occur. It may be necessary so that full destruction does not happen on your planet. Does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
And remember that prayer is not a passive thing. It has in it great power. And yes, action must be taken. Saying no and living differently is imperative. That is why sustainable communities must be awakened now, and that is why the grid will be activated for the centers of true healthful way of living. The New Age community was correct. The mind is important, not in the fear of what you think, but to cultivate it into the creator of manifestation of the real intent of soul, heart, and higher self, i.e. divinity of the heavens and divinity of the earth. You are of gorgeousness. Where you come from is gorgeous. The earth, once you clean it up, will be gorgeous again. And your insides are just absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeousness allows for the magnificence of true human condition or human expression. And that's what we're looking for. The marriage of the higher council, the soul, spirit, human nature, and all experience. Amen. Any other questions then?
Wow. So I have a question about what would the answer. Would it be beneficial for all of us who do practice in intention and meditation and prayer to encapsulate the darkness? Is there a way we could visualize this or intend it to help have more of a peaceful resolution and transition?
Very good question. Excellent question. Number one, much is out of your hands because this must play out. Number two, yes, you go to the intention, but when you, before you encapsulate it, make it not wrong. Go, oh, look at what has been created. This time to wash it down. This time to quarantine it. If you can do it with your computers, you can do it with the thoughts that are running amok out there and the actions that hold behind it. Now, you need to leave the rest alone because it is the great creators or the divinity or all that is that will make this go to another place. For it's not even that goes on that is important. It's the great earth that will now begin to shrug and shuck and jive, as you would say, to make known her presence. That goes on in other ways will become nothing but specks of dirt. You must take care of your physical body so you will be healthy enough for the coming times. Don't forget the physicalness, please. And surely raise your voices against those, as you would call, and we will say it, and you may not like it, demonic, which means dark, ill intent. It doesn't mean these crazy-looking creatures running around that want to control everything. But you see, they can't control freedom. It's an illusion, so don't buy into it. Almost laugh at it, but don't turn your back to it because it's got enough force now that it could put a few scratches in your shoulders. You just say, get ye behind me, and then turn to the divine and say, show me the way. Show me the truth. And allow paradise, heaven to earth, to come here now. Because the true ascension is rising up, grabbing heaven, bringing it to earth, and then letting earth rise back up into the heavens. That is true eternal eight. And for eternity, all this struggle will finally be done.
Thank you so much, Amaya. And thank you to the Archangels and Ascended Masters for being with us on the show today. Amaya, you have a lot of offerings, so I'm going to give people your website. It's amayacenter.com. And she has a lot of classes, workshops, and programs. You might want to check her out. Amaya, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. I hope that helped.
That was beautiful messages, and I'm excited, actually. I'm going to listen to this show again because
yes,
I want to get it. But thank you. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
And thank you to all of you listening out there. We hope you have a beautiful week. God bless you and take care.
Thank you. Namaste. Good day.
Thanks. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher. Or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.